Over the last several weeks, UAF political scientist Alexander Hirsch and UA press director Nate Bauer have been examining the political fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. In this Northern soundbite, they look ahead at the possible implications of a shaky economy. Nate starts the conversation.
We don't know how the election is going to happen. There's political fights about that. The possibility of moving to a 100% mail-in ballots for the general election, that's a wild thing to think about. Certainly never happened before here. And trend line for the disease itself is unclear, and it's unknown, and it depends to a large extent on what rules and behaviors and expectations are in place between now and November. There are obviously a lot of modeling efforts to track the spread of the disease. There are also modeling efforts to track the popularity and the voter behavior. I'm not aware of something that tries to smash those two things together. There will probably be attempts to do that. Where we're at in terms of the virus and where we're at in terms of favorability ratings around the president and the rest of Congress, I mean, those things are all going to affect the way that the votes happen and the way that the general election.
And I agree. I think there are a lot of known unknowns for the fall, and there's probably even more unknown unknowns. Some of the known knowns include this, that in the last 12 presidential election, the cases where an incumbent lost to a political rival, the economy was not doing well, by which I mean the unemployment rate was relatively high and the Dow was relatively lowered. So like there was relatively low GDP. I mean, those kind of standard measurements. Today, you can look at the figures for just unemployment alone. I mean, we have over 22 million claims for unemployment in this country, and that is shocking. We don't know what unemployment will look like in the fall. Certainly, the federal stimulus package was designed to shore up unemployment, and we'll have to wait and see what effect that has. But I think what is fair to say is that if economic conditions continue to be catastrophic into the fall, that things will be very, very difficult for Donald Trump. You know, the last thing I would point out is if this home shelter context continues to be in effect through the summer, then that will significantly shorten the campaign season period, right? So that we'll be seeing something like more like a European style of a short campaign.
But Alex, when you say campaign season, what do you mean? Are you actually talking about like rallies and stuff? Because to be honest, like I would be surprised if there are any real campaign rallies between now and November.
I mean all of it, but also think about trying to garner media attention on your race for the presidency. The media is so laser focused on contagion rate, I mean, rightly so, and on the economic impact of COVID-19. What I've noticed is that the Joe Biden campaign has been extremely quiet. Now, is that because they aren't doing things? No. You know, you saw, for instance, former President Barack Obama endorsed Joe Biden. I don't foresee either side campaigning in a traditional way until much later. And I guess if your point is, if at all, I think that is certainly on the table. But again, we just don't know. It's hard to see the future horizon of when things, if they will, return to a state of normalcy, when exactly that will be. I'm just saying that there is a distinct possibility that I think we're going to be seeing is something unprecedented in recent memory, and so therefore it's difficult to predict what effect that will have on the outcome.
Well, I want to thank University of Alaska Fairbanks political scientist Alexander Hirsch and University of Alaska press director Nate Bauer for joining me. Thanks, guys.